This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guests on this weekend show are Deanna DiMuzio, Mayor of Carlinville, and Mike Kirk, the Carlinville Fire Department Chief. Deanna, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Rick. It's always a pleasure.
Deanna, we're going to start off talking to you. Just recently, the Carlinville City Council passed a resolution in support of a formation of a Carlinville Fire That's Protection
right.
District.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's start off with maybe a little background and also the difference between the Carlinville Fire Department and a Fire Protection District.
We did pass a resolution Monday night. It went out 7-0 that the city of Carlinville is certainly supportive of our fire department becoming a fire protection district. Okay. This started last January. I was called down to the fire department along with Brian Mitchell, who at that time was the chair of the public safety committee. They walked us through all of the different aspects of one becoming a fire protection district, their equipment, and all that would go into it. They felt that their tax base, you know, even with having a city fire department, their tax base could be better, could be more, by going to a protection district to spread out. And they'll explain that to you, their geographical area of pulling additional individuals in terms of their tax base. We talked about it at great lengths that morning down at the firehouse. We felt that it was something we needed to bring to our public safety committee. They have been to our public safety committee, laid out their plan, showed us what they feel their part would be, and certainly what our part would be in terms of where the city would turn over the property, the equipment, that type of thing, okay? Because eventually the city would be out of the fire department business, so to say, okay, mm-hmm. so to speak. So we brought it to the council. They gave a great presentation, and we were given, they were given the green light to go ahead. And so on Monday night, we passed the resolution that will allow them now to go forth with putting a the question on the ballot as a referendum, and go start forming that campaign to become a Carlinville Fire Protection District.
We'll now talk with Carlinville Fire Chief Mike Kirk. And Mike, the Fire Protection District, what would the boundaries be, or what could you tell us about the boundaries?
Well, currently, the Fire Protection District that we, the protection area that we cover is about 180 square miles. And that area would pretty much remain intact for us in a district situation. We don't really see any changes to that at this point in time.
A question I would have is, how would the district be, I should always say, governed? Right now you're under the city of Carlinville as a department, a fire department within Carlinville. What would it be? Would you have a board? Or
yes, we would actually have a board of directors that can be three to five different individuals that would be appointed. To be honest with you, Rick, I don't know today if that's appointed or voted on. I believe to start, it would be, they would be appointed, and they would be the governing body.
Question I would have is, of course, the Fire Protection District would encompass tax support, and right now the Carlinville Fire Department is supported by the city itself, I guess we can say, and also like farms and homes, you have sort of, I guess I call it a subscription, but you get money from outside, you cover their home or their farm, and they pay whatever the fee may be for that thing. Mm-hmm. Would the fees would go away then, and then the tax would take over? How would that be?
Correct. The tax would be the basis for our revenue after that. So the signers that we have today would be rolled up into that tax base, but the signing fee would go away.
Now, of course, this is something that voters have to approve of, and
yes,
I'm sure that would be on everybody's mind right now. We probably don't know a tax rate and things like that, but when do you hope to propose this to the voters, and will you have information, a lot of information coming out as you get closer to the time when you want to put it on the ballot?
Certainly. Our plan would be that we would really start to lay this out in October during Fire Prevention Week. That's when we would start to get this message out about the district and the positives for everyone in our fire protection area. And then probably 6 to 8 weeks prior to the election, we hope to have some open houses at the firehouse, let people come in, understand what the district is about, what it means for them, and we hope to do some door-to-door campaigning at that point.
Futuristically, say the voters approve, you are a fire protection district. Obviously, you would provide fire protection, but would you hope in the future you could expand services, like, say, other fire protections might have an EMT or things like that?
We've certainly talked about that. Our focus today is fire protection. That's what we offer, fire protection and extrication and rescue. We do not do EMT at this point, but we do have a lot of guys that are interested in that. We have several that have gone through EMT training and some that are certified. So it is a possibility down the road.
I guess a question that a person might ask is, right now you're providing fire protection, be it through the subscription service or city of Carlinville. Mm-hmm. Why is the district important? Why do you want to form the district, say, instead of just doing it like it's doing now?
Well, and that, Rick, is a very good question. The infrastructure we have in place today does not allow us to have NFPA-compliant equipment. The tax levy from the city and the signers, that revenue is just not substantial enough for us to continue towards the type of fire department that, quite honestly, we need to have in the future. We have a lot of equipment. It's got a lot of age to it. OSHA adopted the National Fire Protection Agency regulations, and they enforce those. And in the last, I'm going to say, 8 to 10 years, they have gotten more rigid. And quite honestly, the trucks, the rigs we have today, are not NFPA compliant. So in order for us to continue that, we have to have a larger revenue base. And that's where a district comes in. It also allows us, with a larger revenue base, to have potentially have a combination department, which is some full-time staff, which will allow us to respond to fires quicker. We have guys in the firehouse when the page goes off. They can go and respond to a fire immediately while, you know, the rest of the guys are getting ready. There's so many pluses to this district. And quite honestly, there are a lot of departments around us that are already informed districts that it just makes a lot of sense for us.
If the voters would say no at this time, what do you do, or how does business run until the future?
Sure. Well, basically, the referendum is going to have two offerings, if you will, lack of a better term. There will be a city district, and then there will be the surrounding area, okay? So if, for example, the city passes the referendum and the outlying area does not, then we would draw from the city tax base, and we would still continue to have signers, or subscriptions, as you called it, for those outlying areas outside of the city of Carlinville. If neither were to pass, then we would go on as we do today. Obviously, we would have to make some changes and some sacrifices, and we would have to rethink how we become compliant on that limited budget. That's the reality of putting something to a vote. So,
Mike Kirk, thank you for joining us today on the Around Macoupa County program.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.